Nolte, report says Disney's Indiana Jones 5 faces $100 million loss. By John Nolte on August 16, 2023. Disney's disastrous Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is set to lose $100 million, according to this report from the far-left Variety. Indy 5, which opened in late June, has grossed $375 million globally after 6 weeks of release, while MI7, which debuted in July, has generated $523 million after 5 weeks of release. Those ticket sales are respectable in the current movie-going landscape, especially because the films are part of decades-old properties aimed at older audiences. The trouble is that each sequel cost roughly $300 million before marketing spends of at least $100 million, making them among the most expensive movies of all time. After falling short of expectations, they could lose nearly $100 million in their theatrical runs, according to sources familiar with the financials of similar productions. Don't you believe it? Instead, believe the math. Indiana Jones and the Dial of This is what you get when you hire an idiot like Kathleen Kennedy cost at least $400 million to produce and promote. I've seen estimates as high as $430 million. Dial of Kathleen Kennedy sucks only grossed $375 million worldwide. It didn't even earn back its costs. From here, the math is fairly easy. Theaters ate up at least $150 million of that $375 million, which leaves, and I'm being generous to the Disney Grooming Syndicate, $225 million for the Disney Grooming Syndicate. At a minimum, that's a $200 million loss for Disney. Then there's what we don't know, like how much Harrison Ford might take out of the gross. Yes, the movie will earn a little more money through home video and TV licensing, but not $200 million. Even so, Dial of Kathleen Kennedy needs to clean out her desk was supposed to earn hundreds of millions. But instead of swimming in $100 bills, Disney is forced to urge their sycophants to write fake news about how Dial of Kathleen should be escorted out by security could someday perhaps maybe break even. And let's not forget that back in 2008, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of Crystal Suck grossed over $1 billion in 2023 15 years ago and that movie sucked. But that's how much goodwill the franchise has. Same with Star Wars, which survived the stillborn George Lucas prequels. What killed Star Wars as a film franchise also killed Indiana Jones. And that's Kathleen Kennedy and her anti-art obsessions with identity politics and sexual fetishes. Instead of focusing on a great story, she's focused on her stupid, simple-minded political agenda. Instead of entertainment, we're getting $300 million Soviet films. Disney went woke, and now it's going broke. Ha to the ha. A couple of weeks ago, I went back and watched the original Indiana Jones trilogy. It's probably been more than 10 years since I last saw them. Obviously, I remembered the overall plot, but not the little moments that can make a movie special and entertaining. Those movies are still a total blast to watch, and their lack of oppressive CGI makes them even better. Back then, all Spielberg and Lucas wanted to do was entertain the hell out of us, and that's what they did. I'm sure that was the goal with Crystal Suck, but they failed. With Dial of Why does affirmative action hire Kathleen Kennedy still have a job? Everyone could smell the identity politics, especially when Phoebe Waller-Bridge Cates was handed a co-starring role. No one in the real world watched Amazon's Fleabag, and she has all the sex appeal of a tree. Like Star Wars, Kathleen franchise killer Kennedy was determined to destroy our male hero so a sexless girl boss could rise. Watching Disney fail is more fun than their product, that's for sure.